Yes. Gerald Peters, Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'd received a few emails, so I thought maybe I'd do a short little recording here and answer a couple of them. This email says, Gerald, what's one thing I could do that would improve my network marketing business? Well, one thing that I see that almost nobody does, like almost nobody that I do, and that other people that I see who have success do, is so obvious, so simple, and yet it's overlooked, and I think it's foundational to your success. And that is simply naming your business. Meaning you need to move from being a person who joins an opportunity or who's involved in some sort of money-making scheme or in some sort of, quote, program, I hear that word a lot, to a person who actually is involved in business. Now, technically, I don't think you own a business unless, don't go down that rabbit hole. But to be engaged in business, you need to name it. I mean, this goes back to foundational principles of religion. If you look back in like something like the Garden of Eden, the first thing God really told man to do was to what? Name all the animals. Name implies claiming. You know, often you'll give your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend a nickname. What is that about? That's in a term of endearment. You give your buddies a nickname. You give a car that you really like a nickname. In the military, we had to name our rifle. What is all that about? Well, naming something implies ownership. It implies intimacy. It implies personal connection. Does that make sense? And so if you're, quote, in a program or joined something or doing something, you're not even beginning to try to make money. People don't make money by being involved in schemes. And I'm not using scheme in a negative way. People don't make money doing business, and there's no business name. And so what I'm trying to say is level up, become a little more professional, and give your team, your group, your organization, yourself. Give yourself a name. And that's what I, you know, when I started the Downline Building Network, I had been involved in home-based business stuff, network marketing, affiliate programs, all these things. I'd been involved in all of these for over a decade, losing my ass, not making any money. And I'd ran into a guy, ended up becoming my mentor. And he asked me, well, what's the name of your business? And of course, I said, oh, I don't understand what you're saying. And he goes, exactly, you don't have one. And it hit me, bam. And that's when he told me the Garden of Eden thing, and he told me about nicknaming things you love. And so I would encourage you to come up with a name. And then you must put that name to paper. Create something as simple as a business card or a letterhead. You know, think about the power here. You're taking time to think up the name, which is all about the science of getting rich. The first thing is how you think is everything, right? Thought, right? In other words, you can't build a business when you haven't named the business. This is a foundational principle of the book, The Science of Getting Rich. You would never open a restaurant that had no name. You would never open a dry cleaners that had no name. And you've never worked for a business that paid you a paycheck that had no name. So why would you do that in network marketing? Next question. Here's an email. I'm reading these on my phone and like a dipshit, I don't have my glasses. It just says, how can I make more money? Well, a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times when I talk with people and they don't have enough money. The obvious is they just don't make enough, right? I mean, that's, You're just not in a job that pays you enough money. I don't think the answer to that is going back to school. That's not the answer. I mean, that could be the long-term answer. It's not the short-term answer. The short-term answer, often when people say they don't have enough money, a lot of it is because they just made poor financial decisions and now they're in debt. I don't think it does you much good to fix that. I mean, in other words, if I wrote you a check for 50 grand and you could fix your problem by writing some checks, I don't think it fixes the problem. I think you're right back in that problem. I think it's a mental problem. Most people find themselves in that. I know in my case it was. I actually didn't understand money. I didn't understand the compounding effect of collecting interest versus paying interest. I didn't understand these things. And I don't think you'll ever be good with money, you'll ever get ahead, if you don't become a student of money. Meaning, as you live your life, you should always be seeking to understand money. You know, if I say to them, do you know what the LIBOR rate is? No. They don't realize that that rate has a huge impact on their life. Because if you pay interest of any kind, credit card, mortgage, student loans, car payments, check cashing loans, pawn shops, you're paying any sort of organized interest to a business, it is connected to the LIBOR rate. Well, what is the LIBOR rate? That's a rate they set that banks are going to pay when they loan money back and forth. That's how interest rates are set, around this rate. Now, do you need to know that? No. But the more educated you are about money, the better your ability to control money. Money's emotional, man. So the best way to control your emotions, right? Think about them, meditate on them, work through them, talk about them out loud. And I would highly encourage you to do that with money. Now, that's the mental part. That doesn't help you. I would look at how many hours you're working. You know, I work up to 12 hours a day. I don't need to, but I'm trying to get ahead. I don't know how you can get ahead working 8 hours a day. I don't think it's possible. I think if you only work in this world that we live in today, unfortunately, if you only work 8 hours a day, I think you're always going to be behind. You're always going to be low on cash flow. You're always going to be, you know, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. I just don't think you can do it working one job. I don't think it's possible. I think if you're doing one thing to make money, you're broke. You know, if you're living only on Social Security, you're broke. If you have just your job, you're broke. Unless you have a really high paying job. But a lot of the people I talk to don't, you know. There's just no end to the expenses. From cell phones to health insurance to all these things that we're constantly, you know, I went to the mall yesterday and dropped $400 like it was nothing, man. It was like three bags. It was nothing in the bags. It was just junk. And, you know, my family dropped $400 and then we went to eat dinner and that's another $120. I mean, we're almost $600 in and we ain't bought shit. We've had dinner and there's some clothes in there. So I don't know how you don't work 12 hours a day. I really don't. Now, you're going to say, well, I don't want to spend my life working. Okay, well, be poor. I mean, that's your options. And so you should find something that you really enjoy doing. That, for me, making money is a hobby. I mean, there's nothing else I want to do. You know, I gave up hunting. I gave up football. I gave up all of these things that, while, yeah, I enjoy those things. I enjoy hunting. I enjoy football. I enjoy doing that. But here's the problem. Those things were just costing me money. It cost thousands of dollars to go hunting. It cost me money in the sense that while I'm sitting there for 3-4 hours drinking beer, watching a football game, you know, I'm not getting anywhere. Now, I'm not opposed to doing that. If you're in a place and you're happy and you don't need any more, then hey, enjoy the game. But you can't sit and watch a football game all Sunday and then say, man, on Monday, man, I wish I had more money. I wish I wasn't broke. Right? Make sense? And so if you're working 40 hours or less, to me, you're working part-time. Like, you're not even keeping up, man. You're not even in the same ballpark, right? And that usually means, you know, you can't, working your regular, like if you're a bus driver, you don't want to do that 12 hours a day, all day long. You know, you might enjoy that a bit, but you need to find something else that you do, something that you're somewhat, you know, I hate using the word passionate about, but something you like to do that can somehow equate to you making money. I think that is the answer for the average person to get ahead. You know, it's not more college. It's not enjoy yourself more. I mean, honestly, I think you need to enjoy yourself less. We have a culture of hedonism that everybody wants everything instantly, and you know they want it right now. I experience this every day. People call me, they want to order something, and I say, yeah, hey, you got to fill the order form out and mail it in. And you think I just slapped them in the face when I tell them they got to wait, you know, 3 days, 4 days a week, week and a half. And you know, it's like, hey, man, get some patience. Get some patience about what you're doing. Often, we're broke because we're impatient. We make impatient emotional decisions, right? Talked about that the last few episodes that shows that there's the working poor and there's the rich. The working poor tend to be, you know, led around by their emotions. And so you have to stop being emotional. Let's see. Do we have another one? What are my thoughts on advertising online? I did it for many years. Have no interest in doing it now. It's far too competitive, and there's people far, much, much more sophisticated than me who can outmarket me in, I think social media is mostly nonsense. It's a bunch of people posting and nobody reading. I mean, I have a friend, and all he does is post. And I ask him, who's his favorite to read? And it's like, nobody. Like, so it's just a bunch of people posting. I mean, it's almost like they're just puking things online. Posting, sending emails and posting. And nobody saves your email. Nobody prints that email off. Nobody's going to call you in 2 years and go, hey, I got this email from you 2 years ago. But every single day, I get phone calls from people who say, hey, I've had this letter for 2 years. I've had your postcard for a year. I've been seeing your ads for years. So the power of direct mail, power of published marketing, like in newspapers and things like that, if you can create that stuff, you own that stuff, man. The postcards I created, I own those. You know, a little, basically a 3x5 card with less than 100 words on it has generated tens of millions of dollars in gross sales. Think about that. Something with less than 100 words that I wrote a decade ago, 10 years ago, I put 100 words on a basically a 4x5 card. Think about that. Imagine if I said to you when you were coming out of high school, hey, instead of spending all this time working at a job and killing yourself and having a boss you don't like and doing all of that, if you could just write 100 words on this 4x5 card, you could become financially free in less than 7 years. And then if you were really a go-getter, you could become wealthy and less than 10. But see, no one offers that as a plan. You know, I've told my son that. You just need to come up with a few words, a phrase, an idea. But you got to take action with it, right? You're like 100 words from all of the money you would ever want. 100 words. Like 100 words could change your life. Some written down fourth grader English on a piece of paper. Not even complicated. Not even fancy. You don't even have to spell it right. And yet, very few people pick up the pencil. I write all of my marketing with a pen and paper. Like old school paper. I walk around with a notebook. Paper. Right? And then originally I gave it to my wife and I said, hey, could you because she's pretty crafty at that stuff. You know, it's not her job. It's not her skill set. She didn't go to college. She's just willing to sit at a computer and just sit there for hours messing with it. There's someone in your life who do it. There's professionals that'll do it. You just pay them and they'll set it up. All you have to do is write the words. Some of you are in amazing opportunities right now. You haven't given your business a name. You haven't created a letterhead. You don't have a business card. You don't have a voicemail for the service. You haven't put the 100 words to a piece of paper. You haven't put anything on a piece of paper. And yet you'll say, I want to do business. I want to make money, right? I'm tired of being broke. And you haven't done any of these little things. These are just simple little things that could be done for an opportunity that you're in. You know, network marketing doesn't have to be you forever. And who cares what other people think? I care less. Everyone I know thinks negative of it. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Because 100 words saved me from a life of drudgery, of basically being the living dead. Every Monday morning, I hear all these cars starting up in my neighborhood all around me. They're all starting up. You know what I'm doing? I'm only waking up because I heard their cars. Got no alarm clock. Got nowhere I have to be. You know, when I get up, I'm going to drink a little bit of coffee. And then when I feel like it, I'm going to start my day and I'm going to start working. And I'm going to work until I feel like not working. But most of the time, because I want to get ahead, I want to have more, I'm trying to build an empire, I'll do 10, 12, 14 hour days. But I'm going about my day. No one's prodding me and poking me and pushing me. Nobody's telling me, hey, Gerald, I need you to do this and I need you to do that. I decide what I do, when I do it, and the order I do it. So I just, it's not even work for me. That's the thing. I'm just living my life. I just live my life. I just share my idea with the universe. I come on here, I record this, I write some books. I'm not a good book writer. If you've ever read my books, I'm not good at all. I got C's in high school. I'm not an intellectual. I'm not very good at it. I know a lot about money just because of repetition. Repetition is the mother of skill. If you do something over and over and over, it doesn't matter how bad you are. Eventually, you just get good. That's part of the human, you know, that's one of the blessings that the Creator gave human beings. I promise you say, well, I'm not musically inclined. But if you sit down at a piano every day for 30 minutes to an hour, every single day for the next 10 years, I promise you in 10 years, you're going to look back and go, people are going to be like, wow, you're so good at the piano. Because you are compared to them. You know, and so no, I'm not a financial advisor, but I probably know more than the 24-year-old financial advisor who just got out of college. Why? Because I've spent the last 25 years studying money every day. Why? Because I was broke. In order to get ahead, you better learn something. You don't get to go from broke to prosperity not learning anything. Write that down. You don't get to, you don't have a right to, and if you expect to, you're a fool. You don't get to, you don't have a right to, and if you think you will, you're a fool. You're really, there's no other word for it. You won't go from broke to financially independent accidentally. You don't accidentally make it to the playoffs in the NFL and accidentally make it to the Super Bowl. You get there through what? Hard work, practicing, right? It's a plan. Yeah, we knew we were going to win. We expected to win. We've been planning to win. We've been working out every day, running plays. Repetition is the mother of skill. People come into my industry, they don't have a name for their business. They're not committed to the process. They're not studying anything. They won't put 100 words on a piece of paper. They don't deserve success. They deserve to fail. You know, that's my personal opinion. So when they go, oh, this didn't work, no, it didn't. What'd you think was going to happen? You did nothing to distinguish yourself from the 90% failure rate. So if I was going to open a restaurant, which is one of the highest failure rates in business. You know, most businesses go out of business in the first 5 years. Did you know that? Being an entrepreneur is like a suicide mission. Like most of them will fail. Most people should not be entrepreneurs in the sense today. Now they should be hustling on the side. You should be doing things on the side, but most people need to seek out gainful employment. No disrespect to them. They just don't have the skill set to be an entrepreneur. Part of being an entrepreneur is people don't have to tell you things. See, when people call me and my team, my organization, my company, and they have to ask me things, like these are the most basic of things, like, should I mail postcards? Like, we're in a direct mail business. How many should I mail? Or should I do follow-up? Like, the fact that I have to tell someone to do a follow-up means they're not an entrepreneur. I don't mean that as any insult. But if I'm having to teach things that are just basic, like if you're an entrepreneur, you know you have to do follow-ups with customers. Like, you're not a salesman if people have to train you to follow up. I mean, they have to tell you. Because a salesman, he would know this. You're not a good salesman if you don't follow up with prospects, right? So if someone comes in, they look at a car, they leave the dealership, and you don't call them back, you need to get a new job. Like, because it's not even connecting or clicking with you. That's how that works. Like, it's not clicking. You know, and that's no disrespect. You're just not in the right job. Some people need to be in a job where they're just told what to do, and then they go home. And in that case, if you're broke, you just need more hours. See, the quickest way to fix a problem of not having enough money is just work more hours. I mean, that's obvious, right? But most of the time, the answer to your problem is the obvious answer. Well, how do I build a downline? Do more activity. Right? Do more. The fact that you're asking means you haven't taken any personal responsibility for your training, because the slightest responsibility where you start seeking out training, not asking people to give you the shortcut, but you begin to read and listen and study. See, I don't think people should go directly to the source. It aggravates me. You know, I'm polite and I have to be, but when someone comes in with me and they haven't read any of the books and they're asking me questions, failure. I know they're going to fail. I know you're going to fail if you haven't read my book before calling me, because you're the kind of person trying to get around. Now, obviously, not everyone. So if you've called me and you're really trying, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about most people. If your first response is to go directly to me to start asking me questions, that means you have zero interest. Because something I'm interested in, I'm going to tear it up, man. I'm going to dig into it. You're not going to be able to stop me from ordering books. You're not going to be able to stop me from getting into the training. You know, I spend $3,000 to $4,000 a year on training, self-help, motivation, educational material, studying money, understanding finance. You know, I spend probably $1,000 a year on newsletters, clubs, and groups that all deal with investing in the stock market. And you might say, well, I don't have any money to, you know, I don't have any money to invest. Remember what I always tell them. Repetition is the mother of skill. Process over outcome. Start with the big picture. One of the pillar number six in my newsletter, Pathways to Wealth. Pillar number six is start with a big picture. Part of the idea of the big picture is seeing the end. Now, the end may not end up being like that, but let's say right now I'm doing this. How do I want to retire? I'm 48 years old. Reality is that's creeping up, right? I don't foresee a time when I don't work. I love what I do. It's not physically hard to be involved in direct mail. It's not hard to call people on the phone. As long as my mind's about me, I can continue to do that. The things that I'm passionate about are real estate. I enjoy working on houses, right? I enjoy that process. I enjoy buying a house, fixing it up, turning it over to someone, and then moving on to the next house. I enjoy that. I like finding good renters who couldn't They don't have the money for the down payment. This is a beautiful house to them, and I'm giving them a product from my effort, from my labor, from my expertise, from my skill. I'm giving them something that they're gonna prize, and then they're gonna share with me money, right? I'm gonna give them a house that's nicer than they could afford themselves. That is the basic principle of the science of getting rich. Give people something more in use value than you ask for in money, right? And that's what I try to do. I try to do that in real estate. And then, joys of children, I had to pause the thing there. And that always helps with your train of thought. But point being, more money starts with what you have just right around you, what is right there. Just use that. If you have a job that'll give you overtime, do the overtime. Now, if you're like me, I was kind of sick of the job, and so I had to look. I wanted to do work, but, you know, away from the job. So start with that. If you're involved in the activities, make them professional. Like, do a good job. Do the best you can. You know, take some time. It's going to struggle. I spent 8 months putting together the platform that I wanted to use to build the Downline Building Network. 8 months of working on the colors, creating the postcard, connecting the phone lines, just taking my time, working with it, you know. And now people will join it, and in 2 weeks, they're like in a panic. It's like, dude, I spent 2 months just working on the postcard. And look what happened. 100 words generated millions in gross sales. You know, over this decade, I think the last time I counted, is almost 8 million of those postcards have been mailed. Pretty cool, man. It's amazing what 100 words can do. So, anyway, God bless.